Welcome, everybody. My name's Tim Dennis here on The Drive at 610 CKTB. And joining me once again, Paul Ignatiuk, who is the Vice President and Licensed Insolvency Trustee with BDO Debt Solutions in the Niagara region. You know, years ago, I remember my dad talking to me about money, and he said, beware of buy now, pay later. He said, I got caught years ago buying something and I paid for it forever. And I wanted to talk about that today. It's an issue that is come up for pretty much every part of the economy these days. So you see, buy now, pay later. Given the prices of everything, Paul, that sounds like a good deal, is it?
Tim, you're so right. There was a time when buy now, pay later option was solely for the large ticket items like furniture and appliances. You still see a lot of these promotions around for the larger businesses. Again, normally the furniture and appliance stores. However, this payment option is actually growing for smaller ticket items like makeup, clothing, and the list goes on. In fact, you know, I've been in a few of the hardware stores and just making a small purchase, you know, $100 or more, and I've been asked, do you want the buy now, pay now, later option? You know, I thought it was strange, you know, when I first heard it, but it's becoming more and more popular. But you actually see more online, but it is in person as well. And it seems more and more of these consumers are now taking advantage of the buy now, pay later. You know, according to the stats, you know, this type of debt is growing by 20% per year and currently has a base of about 200 million here in Canada. However, it's projected to grow to about $1 billion in the next few years by 2028. That's, you know, that's some huge growth that we're seeing in our economy. And your question, is it a good deal? Well, maybe for some it is, because it does allow you to, you know, pay for an item in installments during an interest-free period. You know, it can be beneficial in a time of needs. You know, for example, you know, a fridge. You know, it's one of those, you know, household appliances that just seems to go, you know, basically, you know, wrong at the worst time possible. Yep. And people are struggling. You know, you don't have to pay money up front. And, you know, for some people, it is very difficult to get that. So breaking it down makes it more, you know, affordable if you have smaller monthly payments. However, remember, it's still money that you owe. You know, this is debt that you're taking on.
Yep.
And any balance at the end of the term comes with hefty interest if you can't pay it off. Sometimes upwards of 37%. And you're right, this is where some people get into their issues. And one thing to mention is, like, you know, if you can't afford it today, what makes you think you're going to be able to afford it in the next 12 months? You know, you really need to start thinking about that. Are you going to be saving for down the road? What is going to be happening? Because, you know, that 37% interest, you know, if someone is already struggling financially, just adding on that payment is really going to hurt them.
Yeah.
And it's also
I remember doing this when I was young, Paul. I got to admit, I was naive. I was in my 20s. I wanted to buy, actually, this'll date me. I wanted to buy a waterbed. And there was a big deal that if I bought now, I didn't have to have any money down. And it took me 3 years. I wouldn't have to pay a cent on it. And I forgot. I absolutely forgot that I owed the money until 3 years later when I started getting a note. And I mean, that was just me being a naive kid. But that must happen quite a bit, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, you're saying it happened to you. It did happen to me as well. And, you know, it happens a lot of times when people are, you know, moving out or moving into, you know, a new house, a new apartment, things like that. And for me, it was a new apartment at that time. And, you know, back then, the TVs weren't cheap back then like they are now.
Right.
You know, so I needed to buy a TV. I needed to have some sort of a table in my apartment. I couldn't afford the kitchen set, but at least I had a TV in my first apartment with my couch. So that was more important then. But you're right. A year later, you totally forget about it. And, you know, this is, again, where, you know, people get into a lot of difficulty, you know, especially with the current climate. You know, there's a lot of people struggling to get by. And it's happening more and more. People see this as an opportunity to acquire something new and push the payment. Most people, as I said, if you can't afford it now, what makes you think you're going to afford it later? A lot of people don't even think that. A lot of people are just looking at the new item, stars still in their eyes. Where do I sign on the dotted line? And, when can I get it home as well? That's what goes through people's minds. It's really too easy nowadays for people, with a lot of credit out there. We're just adding to the different arsenal of credit that is available to, people out there right now. And, if it just Google online for stuff, such as we've talked about in the past, payday loans, things like that, predatory loans, small little loans. Just Google it and you'll see there are hundreds of businesses out there that are offering it. But what's happening here is that, people are just adding and adding to their debt.
Yeah, and
and
we've got to remember too that it's the old adage, if it seems like a really good deal, you have to be very wary because these companies are not stupid. They've got to make money somehow. I know if you pay over time, you pay a lot more in interest rates. And this one seems like, oh, I'm not paying interest, but the company's going to make some money eventually. So if it sounds like an incredibly great deal, be a little cautious, right?
Exactly. And if you are looking at one of these plans, also be wary that some of them have a fee or cost to pay up front. So
Yep.
even though they say it's not, don't pay anything for a year, no, they still might ask you to pay something up front. They might even call it an administration fee.
Yep.
That's one of the big ones that I see out there all the time. An administration fee is tacked on to something, or they'll make something up like a customer delivery fee, which they always find a way. But the other thing about these corporations and the banks are no different as well is, they're looking at the whole big picture. They're already estimating that a certain amount of this will be written off, but they have a business model that says even though defaults are going to happen, they are still going to be making a lot of money off you.
You must see this with people come into the office, though. I mean, that's one of the main reasons people come in and say, I thought these were good deals, I got behind, and now what do I do?
Definitely, definitely people are coming in, and definitely sometimes we'll see multiple buy now, pay later commitments when people come in. And people are already stressed right now. There's a lot of stress out there. It doesn't even matter if if you're looking at the economy, if you're looking at politics, if you're looking at what's going on locally, a lot of stress seems to be out there. And just adding on these couple of commitments when they come due, it adds to a lot of debt stress. And we talked about it in the past. Debt stress also has an emotional toll on people. So gone are the memories of them when they first got whatever they purchased, because it's a year later, 2 or 3 years later, gone are those memories, and really it's been just replaced with a lot of stress.
And the stress probably makes it worse, doesn't it? Because then they just, I know what it's like when people get behind the ball, eight ball. I've been there financially. You get one deal that's coming due, you get another deal that's coming due, and you're behind on this, and it snowballs, and then you start getting stressed, and that makes it even worse.
Yeah, exactly. Because when people get stressed and the emotional toll on them, a lot of times, they stop seeing clearly. They stop seeing what the options are in front of them. They'll turn to, what they think is the best deal out there. They'll turn to, some of these, debt consultants out there that are, actually charging even more money to these individuals, and they will take, whatever the first option is that is available. It's the wrong thing. Just like when trying to find a deal, keep looking around, get informed. The problem nowadays is about our financial literacy here in Canada. And again, we have made strides over the years, and we're seeing little strides happening, within our schools. The budgeting was an, great help. But, as really Canadians need more financial literacy to educate them on what's a good deal, what's not a good deal, what you can afford, and really what you can't afford.
When we come back, we'll talk about some of the things that you should look for when you're considering some of these deals. It's a big trend, and we'll get some more advice from Paul when we come back right after this. Welcome back. It's The Drive here on 610 CKTB, and we're talking money. I'm Tim Dennis. Paul Ignacek is with me. He's the vice president and a licensed insolvency trustee with BDO Debt Solutions right here in the Niagara region. And we've been talking about all the rage right now, buy now, pay later. Sounds so enticing, and it sounds like, oh, the pressure will be off. And more of us are doing it. Can it really be the right way to go for everybody? All right, Paul, people who are looking at this, what do you suggest? What kinds of things should we be looking for?
Tim, I caution to really think about the purchase. You know, ask yourself, is this a want or is this a need? Mm-hmm. If it's a want, my advice is, you know, potentially hold off. You know, can you save money until that you can purchase the item and pay it in full? You know, that is one thing to consider. Can you actually, instead of making monthly installments to someone, you know, put it into a savings account, save up for it. If it's a need, you know, like a new refrigerator, for example, because yours is broken, you know, again, shop around, as I mentioned before the break, you know, shop around and ensure you're getting the best deal, the best price possible. You know, what are those potential fees that are going to be? What is the interest rate when it comes up? You know, then start asking yourself, you know, what kind of fridge, for example, do I need? Do you need a top of the line one? Do you need an ice maker in there? You know, is it possible to buy, you know, secondhand, you know, and pay it in full, avoid taking on additional debt? You know, this is also how we teach our children, or we should be teaching our children about these things as well. You know, distinguishing between a want and a need. And you know what? That is sometimes where we sometimes fail our children, you know. But getting back to the buy now and pay later, you know, if it's your only option, make sure that the plan fits within your budget. It's important to remember again that this is additional debt. You know, so ask yourself, can I manage this debt? You know, will it leave me struggling just to keep up and make ends meet more? Is there somewhere in my budget I can offset these costs? You know, also consider, you know, instead of the buy now, pay later, you know, what about a line of credit? You know, people have to remember this, you know, can I use a line of credit? Yes, you're going to be making payments right off the bat on a line of credit, you know, but it's important if you're able to manage the payments right now, that might be the better way to go, you know, or at the end of the interest-free period. And, you know, this is what I had to do at the end of my interest-free period when I was younger is, you know, I had to get a consolidation loan. You know, because I was not going to be able to afford to pay it in full. So I did have to get a consolidation loan, and that took care of my other debts as well. So there are options when things come up. However, you know, you need to be concerned about how I'm going to be able to afford it, when I'm going to be able to afford it, because making a mistake could impact your something like your credit score. And, you know, a poor credit score is really required for a lot of things in life now, especially when you have a, you know, a need or an emergency that might come up in the future.
It's also difficult, I'm sure, as you find in talking to people, Paul, to look into the future, because you say, is it going to be able to fit into my budget? And if people are thinking, well, I don't have to worry about that for a year or 2 years or even 6 months, it's difficult to look into the future to know what's going to happen. We can hope that we're going to be in a better financial position a year from now, but that's not always the reality of it. And then it really hits home because now you've got payments and you can't afford them.
100% right there. You know, it's always encouraging that people are positive about their future. But there is times that, you know, you're going to be overly positive. You know, I look a year from now and I like to say, well, I'm going to have $1 million, or, you know, maybe I'm going to win the lottery. You know, that's unrealistic looking in the future. Same when, you know, you're dealing with a buy now, pay later, you know, because, you know, again, if you're struggling right now, for those that are struggling right now, you know, it is going to be additional debt. It's going to be additional stress. But however, if you are going through this, know that there's options. You know, for some people, it's something as simple as, you know, budgeting better or creating a budget. Stats show that only 49% of Canadians use a budget. Of course, this means that a majority don't.
Yeah.
You know, I always stress the importance of a budget. And I do this when I meet with people as well, and we go, and that's part of the process that we go through. Why? Because it is the best tool in your toolbox when it comes to money management, because you can see what's going in and you can see what's going out. And if you know more is going out than what's coming in, it's time to look at trimming those costs. And for those that have buy now, pay later debt, you know, and who might be carrying credit card debt, you know, again, you might do what I did when mine was up, consider a consolidation loan. You know, you're going to pay less than 39%. I can tell you that when you go to one of our financial institutions, you have one monthly payment. And of course, this is going to free up other debt. You know, for those that are really overwhelmed by their debt and not sure what to do, I encourage you to reach out to a debt professional. A licensed insolvency trustee such as myself can help. And we're here to listen as well.
So what about people who have signed up already for buy now, pay later, and it's come to the end of the period that you don't have to pay any interest, and suddenly the interest kicks in? How can they now deal with that? If they're talking to you, what do you suggest?
Well, again, we're going back to that budget part, because first of all, you know, let's first of all take a look to see, can I trim back any of those expenses to free up the money that's going to go towards those interest payments? You know, that could be for some people that actually is such a huge relief. And I have sat down with a number of individuals that, you know, all we did is actually get them on some budgeting help. And budgeting help was all they needed, you know, because a lot of people, going back to the 51% of Canadians that don't use a budget, you know, you don't know where your money's going, you know. And again, I see it over and over again. People don't know where their money's going, and then, you know, they take additional debt. So budgeting, again, is the first step. Really, if you're going to be overly stressed about it, if it is coming due, you're worried and not sure what to do, again, give us a call. We'll have a meeting. And we have different options, you know, as far as meeting nowadays. If COVID actually, if there's a positive out of COVID, it's how my industry has evolved during COVID. It's something as simple as, you know, in the olden days, I call them pre-COVID, you know, and we're going to get to that point, pre-COVID becomes the olden days. But, you know, you used to have an appointment, come in and meet with us. You don't have to do that anymore. You know, it's simple as going to our website, bdodebt.ca, and, you know, you can have an online chat with one of our actual financial advisors, you know, in real time. You can email us. We can communicate, have a virtual meeting. There's so many different ways to do it. We've change so much that we're making it more comfortable for you. Because those that have the buy now, pay later debt that are really stressed, you know what? They're already uncomfortable. So we don't want them to make it uncomfortable to come see us. I know it's a hard call to make, because people, you know, we're going to be talking about different things like consumer proposals or bankruptcies, but we talk about all the options, and we're not here to stress you out. We're actually here to open your eyes to see some solutions, which is going to make you feel better as well.
Might be a great place here to talk about some success stories in your view of what happens when people come to see you. They're stressed to the max. They're and maybe not. Maybe they're just concerned that things are getting tight. And talk to me about what it feels like to look over the desk at people who then realize you've got solutions for them, Paul.
100%. You know, and I met with a woman this past week, and you know, I had met with her the week before to have that initial assessment, going over everything. Again, you know, it was someone that is separated, still has kids, you know, didn't own a home, but you know, was concerned, because you know, everyone comment was saying, you know, I'm in my later 40s now, and you know, I don't know when this is going to, you know, stop. So we sat down, we went over everything. We actually found a great consumer you know, proposal plan for her, and we filed it. And the week later, when I saw her last week, you know, that's where she sat down. And you can see, a lot of times you see it in people's eyes. It's the realization that, hey, I've got a plan here. I'm not on a never plan anymore, that I'm going to actually be able to pay off my debts, that I have a target within 5 years. Now, that's a consumer proposal. The great thing that she realized as well is we freed up so much money within her budget. She says, okay, you know, can I put extra money down? Can I pay it off early? Which, of course, in a consumer proposal is yes. So we start seeing people have, you know, the realistic plans in their minds when they're going through and what is going to happen after 5 years.
We're going to pause right here, but don't go anywhere. If debt stress or concerns are at the top of your list right now. Let's talk a little bit more with Paul about some advice, some solutions that you might not have thought about or might have some misconceptions about when we come right back. Back on The Drive at 610 CKTB, Tim Dennis here. Paul Ignacek is with me right now. Paul is a licensed insolvency trustee and also a vice president with BDO Debt Solutions in Niagara. And we've been talking about, the in thing with marketing, consumer marketing right now, which is buy now, pay later. Sounds great. Sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not. It's an option that works for some, but is costly for others. And you end up paying. Let's go back to the thing that we talked about in the first segment of the program. If people missed, the amount of interest that you can start to pay if the payments come due and you're not ready, Paul. Did I hear you say that they can be upwards of 37%?
That's right, 37%. You know, an amazing number that people don't realize that, you know, they're going to be paying that interest at the end of their term.
All right, so let's talk about solutions. We've talked about the problem. Let's talk about some of the solutions that may be available to people through talking to you, a debt counselor, about this kind of thing that people may not be familiar with. What are some of the solutions?
Well, let's go back to the woman I talked about right before the break, and she filed a consumer proposal. And consumer proposals, are very popular nowadays. And, you know, why they become popular is because, you know, as Canadians, we're proud. And one of the comments I always hear is, I borrowed the money, I want to try and pay it back. Well, a consumer proposal allows you to pay back, you know, as much as possible. Some, it has to fit into your budget, of course, but, you know, it's more than what you're paying back in a bankruptcy. So a lot of people like the consumer proposal process. What it really is, you know, it's kind of like a consolidation loan with no interest. So what we do with individuals is we sit down, we meet with them, we go over what their assets are, what their liabilities are. So basically what you own, who you owe, and your budget. And then we come up with, you know, based on experience, a number that the creditors are going to accept. Now, when we talk about numbers, we talk about typically percentages, rates or returns. A lot of times creditors want to see anywhere from 20 to 30% rate of return, which means you're reducing your debt by 70, 80% in a proposal. And we basically write up, because it is a legal document, we write up the proposal so that you're going to pay X number of dollars for X number of months for that full file satisfaction. Now, that's one of the more basic proposals. We can be creative in proposals if you have bonuses, lump sum coming up that you want to apply to it. But the most basic is just a monthly payment. And then we send it out to your creditors. The creditors, you know, people say, well, okay, you know, who deals out, who decides on the other end? I can tell you, most of the financial institutions have insolvency units, and they're well experienced in consumer proposals, and they are willing to accept consumer proposals or negotiate. It can be a negotiation process back and forth, but a majority of our proposals are accepted as is. And the reason? It's the years of experience we've had with your creditors. We know what they're looking for, and we know what they want to see as well. Now, once the proposal is approved, you know, it's as simple as we're setting up our monthly payments. So you're going to be paying your on a monthly basis. But don't forget, we've already went over your budget. So we've already helped you with some budget help. So you're going to be able to afford that. Now, the woman I saw before, you know, I talked about before the break, you know, we dropped her payments significantly. We were actually proposal less than amount. She already had a consolidation loan. She had three different credit cards and a student loan. Her proposal payment was actually less than what her consolidation loan payment was. So that was one of the, you know, big reliefs that she had. But we don't stop there. And the reason we don't stop there is because we want to make sure that you're fine moving on. That initial appointment was great. We spent some great quality time there. But it's mandatory under a consumer proposal that you attend two financial counseling sessions. Now, these are with one of our credit counselors, And what they do is they talk about, money management. They talk about you. It's actually, pretty well tailored towards you, depending on your circumstances, because we want to make sure that, once you're done your consumer proposal, or once you're through going a part way through your consumer proposal, that you're going to be able to see things like warning signs, that you're going to be able to handle any debt that you take on in the future. And that number two, you can rebuild your credit, because a consumer proposal is, yes, going to affect your credit rating, and it is going to bring it down, but will provide the help there for you to get onto the next level. And you know what? As I mentioned, you can always pay it off early, make extra payments. And the reason for that is because it's on your credit for up to 3 years after you've done your proposal. So some people really, buckle down and pay off their proposal in half the amount of time for one of those reasons right there. And at the end, you get your certificate of full performance that you're done with those debts and obligations. It is a, it is a option that, hundreds of Canadians are taking advantage of. And we have people calling and saying, I want to talk about a consumer proposal, which is great to see, because in the past, we used to get calls, people saying, you know what, I need debt help. Now people are actually calling saying, I want to talk about consumer proposals. So the word is actually getting around out there.
Now, you mentioned it does affect your credit score. And I think there are a lot of myths, misconceptions, and strange ideas in and around credit scores in Canada. We see ads on TV all the time, Paul, find out what your credit score is. We can repair your credit score. We can do this, that, and the other thing. When you see and somebody says, we can repair your credit score just like that, it's not quite that simple, is it? And a consumer proposal isn't going to repair your credit score, but it can help you going forward, right?
That's right. And sometimes, we talked about at the start, if something sounds too good, it's probably not, true. Well, sometimes that happens with the credit repairs. Those credit repairs, and they are great for some people, and we do refer people to some of them, but really what they are is they're giving you a small loan. And with the repayment of a small loan, it helps build your credit score. So that is what some of these repair places do. They'll put the money in, they'll grant give you this money, they'll give you a small loan, and some of them will put it into, a guaranteed investment certificate. And that's really what they do. That is the credit repair. A lot of people don't realize that, what affects, their credit. Well, if you're going into a consumer proposal, yes, it does drop down your credit score because, of course, the lenders are writing off a certain amount of the debt. However, like the woman I had last week, she still has a car loan that she's paying. So by just continuing to pay that car loan, it's being reported to the credit bureau. And so despite her being in a consumer proposal, she's already working on repairing her credit by just maintaining that car loan. Now, where that would have differed before, where she was is if she didn't get in a consumer proposal, she would have eventually say, I can't pay this anymore. I don't know what is going to be happening. And she stops paying those debts. And that's what happens there. The other thing about people with credit and consumer proposals, a lot of people that come in and see us already have poor credit. Because what we find is when people get into financial difficulty, they get into the situation where they pick and choose which debts they're going to be paying. And they don't realize even missing, say, one of your small credit card payments is going to be reported to the credit bureau, and it is already going to be affecting you negatively. So yeah, you're right. The importance of your credit rating, your credit score, it's a lot out there, and we see a lot online as well because people have those apps now. However, if your credit score is already impacted, there's only one way to go up. And however, you really do need that help.
Is it easy or impossible to say how long your credit score may be impacted by a consumer proposal? Can you say to people, yes, your credit rating will be down for the foreseeable future, or for, I don't know, is there any way to say?
It's a good question. I get that question all the time. It is going to, there's going to be a number of factors. And again, like the woman I talked about, do you have any other debt that you're paying right now? What we actually do a lot with a lot of people is we'll get them into something like a small little secured credit card. That will help them with their debt situation. A $500 secured credit card. Yes, I know you have to save up that $500, but that's one way to start rebuilding your credit as well. Within a consumer proposal, I tell people, if situation is good, within 2 to 3 years, we see people starting to get credit again. It's not impossible while you're in a consumer proposal to get credit again. Compared to, another option is bankruptcy, where if you're in a bankruptcy, it is almost impossible to get credit while you're in a bankruptcy, and that's going to be on your credit for 7 years after you're done your bankruptcy. So it makes it even more difficult. So that is why Canadians are looking at consumer proposals and they're saying, hey, this is what probably the best way to repair my credit.
What is the criteria for you to say consumer proposal isn't going to work for you? Let's talk bankruptcy. What's the cutoff point or criteria there, Paul?
It comes down to budgeting. It really is the budget. And some people, no matter what we've trimmed back on their budget, still find themselves in the negative. And you know what? That is really the point that we start looking at a bankruptcy. And I've sat with individuals that have come in for a consumer proposal, and they didn't even want to talk about bankruptcy because, of course, they've heard all these bankruptcy myths in the past. Well, they're myths. For some people, they call bankruptcy their last resort. For some people, I actually tell them it's their best option. Because if you can't even afford a monthly payment for that period of time, 3, 4, 5 years, then let's look at really doing a financial rebirth. And that's filing a bankruptcy. And bankruptcy should be nothing to fear about because it's between you and your creditors. I've said this before with individuals saying, you walk out in the public, start looking at people. Can you point out who's bankrupt and who's not bankrupt? And you know what? It's impossible to tell the difference. And why it's impossible to tell the difference? Because again, it's between you and your creditors and no one else. And really, again, I mentioned it is that financial rebirth because a bankruptcy could be anywhere from 9 months if you're a first-time bankrupt up to 21 months. If you have to go bankrupt the second time, it's going to be a longer period of time, either 24 months or 36 months. But again, if it's your best option, it's an option I tell people that, this is something they should be really looking at.
All right, let's wrap things for this week, and it's time for the segment we call Your Final Thoughts. What final advice do you have for everybody today, Paul?
Tim, it is important to remember if you're signing up for a buy now, pay later, you're signing on to take additional debt. Before you proceed or agree, ask yourself, is this a need or a want? Can I manage this debt? Is there room in my budget for this additional payment? Will I be able to pay this off before the full interest kicks in? If the answer is no, you may want to hit pause on this purchase. For listeners who have made their buy now, pay nothing purchase and found themselves struggling to keep up, feeling stress, it's important to know there are solutions. We talked about a couple of the solutions on the show today. So just reach out to us. Reach out to a licensed insolvency trustee to learn about your options. We're here to help. We're here to listen. So give us a call at 1-855-BDO-DEBT or visit our website at bdodebt.ca to schedule a free confidential appointment.
All right, great advice at all corners here. Thanks, Paul. We appreciate your time. As always, we'll talk again very soon. That's Paul Ignacek. I'm Tim Dennis, and we'll take you back to the drive right after this.